South by Southwest has been around for more than three decades. It's grown from a small music festival into a business behemoth, celebrating tech, music, film, and most things creative. But every year, there are always new people who come to the festival. KUT's Jimmy Moss found a pair of South by Southwest newbies to give us a new perspective on its opening day, his parents.
My name is James Moss, and I am the father of Jimmy Moss. Who's he? No. Okay.
My name is Regina Moss, and I'm your mother.
Now, it should be said that this was my dad's idea, which is why the day started about as far away as you can be from South by Southwest at one of his favorite restaurants.
We are eating at Fuddruckers on Slaughter Lane.
So they're keeping it real casual about when they plan to arrive downtown, which could take a while.
Guess I have to get it. Probably go down Mopac to 35th or somewhere in there.
No worries. After some quick rerouting and armed with two voice memo apps, my parents waded into downtown to file this audio diary.
We're at 8th Street and Red River. Still lots of traffic. Trying to find a place to park. There doesn't seem to be very many signs, so if you're new to this, it's a little hard to figure out where things are. It's kind of like you've got to be in the know, and if you're not, then you kind of get lost.
Milo, I would like to tell you that it's a little early for some of the acts to show up and display because they're still constructing their booths and activity around their event, so maybe today wouldn't be a good day to go walking around, see everything, but we're having a good time just observing how people are and what's going on.
We've walked all around, down from San Jacinto to 6th to 4th Street and back to 6th. Music everywhere. Saxophone players everywhere. We have explored the food effect, seeing how farming has changed and dairy farming has changed and what it's doing to feed the hungry. 1 in 6 children go hungry in our nation. Very sad.
I've just caught up with my parents. Your initial thoughts, Dad?
It's lousy. No. I'm just kidding. It's an interesting place to visit. Since we don't live here, I think we would probably come back sometime when we have skates. But walking around is a lot.
Mom, your thoughts?
Well, there's lots of people, lots of things to see. One of the things that I got tickled at is that all the bars wanted us to come in and have margarita and be able to be in bed by 9 o'clock. So I'm insinuating that we're old, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe next time you'll come and try to game plan for less walking?
Yes. It would have to be something like that, I think, for me. Because there's not enough places to sit down, you know, and rest. For old people, I guess.
Last thing, did you enjoy taking part in a report here on South by Southwest? This is the most I've heard you talk in years.
I know it. That's it. That's the problem. I talk so much. And I get tired.
Well, I'll let you get back to the house.
Okay.
For Jim Moss and Regina Moss.
He's going to talk to you and ask you some questions. You're going to talk to him there. Okay. He's like it, no?
What? Which one's no, no. Hello.
There you go.
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.